The merits of preschool education are obvious to teachers of young children.
Students who attend high-quality preschool are more likely to succeed not only in school, but to graduate from high school.
That's Kelly McBride, one of the teachers who spoke up at a recent Matsu Borough Assembly meeting. But the next day, news headlines trumpeted how the assembly shot down a move to give $350,000 in borough funds to its school district to help continue its preschool program. Matsu School Superintendent Dina Paramo says keeping widening the net in the seven communities it has been serving now depends on whether or not the district wins a state grant.
If we don't receive those funds, then we won't continue them because there is not a funding stream if those funds don't come through.
Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss says that the private sector can fill the need for preschool, but many parents in the borough can't afford to pay for pre-K, and having the school district provide it is a boon to hardworking couples. The issue at hand is not about the merits of formal education programs for four-year-olds, but who is going to pay for them. Paramo says ultimately the public will, one way or another.
We want kids to have the best advantage they can have when they get to kindergarten. If they don't have the skills needed, they're coming to the school district anyway. And the school district and all of those public funds will pay for that child in the end if they are behind or on grade level, either for remediation or not. And so to me, I look at it as what is the biggest impact that we can give in student learning for the most effective rate, and certainly preschool has a place in there.
Paul Sugar, who heads the State Department of Education's pre-K program, says there is $2 million in this year's education budget to fund pre-K programs within school districts. Sugar says the state encourages districts which apply for the funds to partner with private preschools.
We were looking at ways to expand services to more folks and, if possible, to build partnerships so that we would see the strengths of other programs being infused into the school districts and the strengths that the district offers being then infused into the other works of the partners.
Paramo says that Matsu School District partners with Palmer's Head Start program. Last year, the state money helped 8 school districts in Alaska fund pre-K programs. Sugar says state money pays for between 200 and 300 students enrolled in public preschools each year. This is the 6th year that state money has been available for such programs. The Matsu program for the 7 pre-Ks cost $650,000 this past school year, according to Lucy Hope, the district's Student Support Services Director. The Matsu's preschool program has just finished its 2nd year, but that is time enough for the now kindergartners and first graders to be monitored for their progress, according to Hope.
We measure all of our kindergartners at the beginning of kindergarten in their literacy skills, and then we measure actually all children throughout the school year. And we've seen not only that the children who've attended Winding in the Net come in with better skills in literacy, but their learning accelerates through the end of kindergarten at a greater rate than the rest of our kids.
Paramo says that Matsu's school board has asked her to find preschool money outside of the base student allocation and that she is examining all available sources to continue the program. Paramo says the school district's preschool plan has always been scalable to fit whatever money is available, even if it is a one-time grant.
And some people think, well, that's kind of a waste of money. You'll have it for a couple of years, but then you won't. But we affected 150 kids positively that we could have. And that's why we build programs that are scalable. We try, and then we're going to may have to tell some families that we can't do it.
She says unless more money is found, only Talkeetna's pre-K will open in the fall. I'm Ellen Lockyer.